of Lightman, please, the approach to studying the wisdom of Kabbalah.
We learn with you from that wisdom of Kabbalah that everything we have in this world comes down to us from spirituality. First you have forces, and then more and more and more they begin to materialize. They become coarser, thicker, until matter materializes and matter has other things. So when we speak of it was evening, it was morning, we're not talking about the evening and morning as they take place in our world. Rather, we're speaking of spiritual forces, spiritual states. Where by each new degree begins from the evening, specifically, from darkness. A person begins to feel how much he's losing what he has, and then understands nothing, nothing remains in him, and to such an extent that he lies down. His horse, his head and his body and his hands and feet are really in the same height. There's no preference in what's in the horse, in the head compared to the feet. And later it passes by itself throughout the night, and he wakes up with new strength, and he blesses the day that he is able to see things ever new. And this is opposing what women are, what he goes through over the day, and he enters he sinks in his understanding, his feeling. Meaning every new state begins from darkness, and the understanding from this foggy sensation, and we have to get used to it. This is how we begin. I saw with Rabash how he would wake up to the study, let's say around 2 a.m. He would not even know his bearings. He washes up, sits down by the table, drinks a cup of coffee slowly, with his eyes closed, he begins to think, and gradually he enters a new perception. I could see how much he would feel, how much he wanted to grab these states that are passing over him, even corporeally, let alone spiritually, as very important. So when we are learning with you about the correct approach, correct attitude to the study, you have to understand that first it was evening, it was morning, one day. Meaning a day must start at night. And then everything I know disappears, everything I felt disappears, everything of what I had before, and I'm starting a new round, a new state. So what we're studying with you right now, the correct approach to the study, spiritual approach has to be one where we accept the night as day, and there will be as new in your eyes, and there will be as equals in your eyes. And the importance of the night is not less than the importance of the day, because the night is the disclosure of the vessels, and the day is the disclosure of the light. And the disclosure of the light takes place only according to the preparation of the vessels. And the upper light is in absolute rest, and all we're lacking are vessels.
In the beginning of the excerpt.
The main thing we need is to attain Lishma. It's written, the righteous shall live by his faith. Faith means is called in order to bestow Lishma. And if we don't aim and intend for that, during the study, they don't really kick the Torah. We disregard the right Torah, because that's the main reason for which it was given, in order to reach Lishma. And in general, the interpretation of Lishma is the most important in those who wish to approach the Torah. Since if you're not studying how to get to Lishma, then all his Torah becomes a potion of death to him. Why? Because the more he studies, the further he moves away from reaching Lishma, discovering what it is, and so on. He depicts himself new goals, different ones, but they're all inside his ego. How he can be more studious, and so on. And that's why the main thing is to depict to himself the meaning of Lishma, in order to bestow, to reach, in order to bestow. This is something you cannot do except through a ten and through drawing the reforming light. Where only this is the only thing I want, and I don't care about the amount of knowledge. Rather, what's important is how much I can be in order to bestow. How much can I be in love of others? How much am I getting close to love of others? Because love, friendness yourself, is a great rule, collective rule in the Torah, and therefore I have to constantly check myself. Do I have more of it?
Each time and at each hour.
You have to be aware before whom are we learning. Is it written, before whom are you standing? What is the reason for your learning? And you need to know what you require during the study. An impression of the greatness of the Creator, an impression of the greatness of the goal, and the more, and as much as possible, to be aimed exactly at that, and then succeed. And that's what he says. When one studies, has to settle within him before whom is he learning. For sometimes he distances himself in his learning from the Creator. Since he's not thinking about the Creator, he thinks about various wisdoms. How the Sfirot, the Patsufim, how there can be different actions and spirituality, and what does he have of these actions? Nothing. If by that he's moving away from imagining the Creator before him, and he wants to attain him in the force of bestow, then he is learning Chochmah, not Torah. Therefore, he needs to settle within him, settle himself at each time and each hour. He should check himself like an airplane. Is he flying the right direction, the right altitude, the correct conditions? He has to constantly be aimed at the goal. And to be aimed at the goal, there have to be several conditions.
10 in order to attain the goal.
It's the same, it has to be a combination. Both this and that, you have to take all the conditions and your attitude and arrange those things such that you are at this moment, let's say, you are under such inner conditions and external conditions, ones that the Creator is establishing. Why? So you will arrange from yourself the correct attitude. That everything you have in your feeling and your understanding, meaning in your heart and your brain, it's all in order to aim yourself correctly at one source. It's coming from the Creator. And although it may be pleasant or unpleasant, confusing or not, you want to be adhered to Him. You don't discover anything except for that there
So how can we determine in our feelings that there's none else besides Him? You can often say it and think it, but your feeling rejects it.
By being in the ten and arranging myself inside the ten, then accordingly I imagine myself in the ten, and the ten becomes my entire world of my bestowal. So it turns out that if that's how I relate to the whole world as a ten, then it turns out that I'm in between them, and there I discover the Creator. What did you ask?
I asked, continuing Eyal's question from before, it often happens during the day that you succeed in attributing it to the Creator at the level of, it reminds me that it came from Him, but it still doesn't feel like it's really it. You don't agree with the situation.
The moment you put in enough exertion, quantitative and qualitative, toward the feeling of the ten, then you begin to feel the essence of the ten, which is the Creator.
What is the kli, the vessel for there's none else besides Him?
The vessel for there's none else besides Him, or the ten sefirot? When you discover that it all comes from the root, from the keter.
Attitude should there be in the ten?
How much? The gratitude you give to the Creator becomes a kli, a vessel for, in which to reveal Him. And until you do that, you must...
For whom you stand. You're learning. So that to the extent of the importance of the one you study before, I won't move away from the Creator.
Before I want unique and unified force, only it is working in reality. All my confusion, that there are other forces, there's someone else that can influence me. It's all in order to confuse me and bring me in such an indirect path to this one force. Only it is there. And imagine to yourself what I have to feel. One is yelling at you. The other is saying you're okay. The third one is doing something else. The fourth, something else. Let's say 10 people, everyone is talking to you, relating to you in different ways. Ultimately, or eventually, you discover you're running from the second person, the third, each one of them to arrange everything. You discover it's one person. It's one person clothing himself in different forms. And when you come to him to arrange things, you see it's him. The one who's yelling at you. Then you have to go to someone else in order to arrange different things with him. Because he also said something. You come to him, and again, it's him, same guy. Then you go to a third person. It's also him. So what's happening here? Only one thing is happening. You need all your discernments. You need to collect them and assemble them into one. It's not the problem that there's someone outside of you. The problem is that you are dispersed because of the shattering. You're shattered, and that's why you have various such forks, splits. But in truth, what's before you is one force. If you are not broken from the shattering of the vessel, shattering of the soul, you would see one thing. The Creator is one, the cause is one, the force is one. Because it's shattered, you have thousands of reasons in thousands of states, and thousands of conditions. And we need to take all those conditions, all the causes, all the states to connect to one source. There's nothing besides him. And that's how we correct the shattering. Using the attitude, and
I have to say that I'm not seeing things correctly, that in truth, they are all righteous. They are all 100% in the right things. But I see it in a corrupted, spoiled way, because all who fault in their own fault. They have eyes and they don't see. I look at the friend. Let's say I look at you. He comes to a lesson twice a week. He doesn't want to be in a TENS meeting. And in some other dissemination activity. So, I have to tell myself this. On one hand, I have to criticize, but that's a different. Separate. First, I have to say they have eyes, and they don't see. That I see corruptions in my friends because they are corruptions in me. That if I want to come to the force of bestowal above the force of reception, then this is how I have to go. Otherwise, I won't rise from the level of this world to the level of the upper world. Are you listening?
Thank you.
It's not simple.
Belarus.
Question from the friend in the 10. A spiritual quality remains with us forever. What is that quality of that?
Love. Concessions, dvikut, adhesion, love.
Correct it. Nevertheless, I wanted to ask, what does it mean to be in the ten? In truth, what does it mean to be in the ten? What does it mean to be integrated truthfully in practice?
I pay to enter the 10 by equalizing myself to zero. I come into them and begin to connect with them like a drop of sperm that enters the womb. Meaning, I totally annul myself. And whatever they want, I'm willing to do. Beyond that, when my ego later appears to me, a few minutes later, I don't want it anymore, and then I do want it, and I want this and that, and I already have criticism against them. I don't cancel the criticism. I go above the criticism. And by this, I acquire flesh. This is how I accumulate flesh. Over the drop of sperm, I begin to grow. I have criticism, and above the criticism, I go above the criticism, and I get more criticism.
Tell me, this scrutiny, where on the one hand I justify the friends, on the other hand I see negative examples, I try to make to criticize and correct. How to do it so I will not grow weaker by myself?
You take a watch. You look in your watch and say, half an hour a day I am permitted to criticize. And then, during the half hour, you criticize. and you write down everything, but only during the half hour, and you decide to relate to something this way, that way, this toward here, this there. After half an hour, you forget about it, and you say, what I had in that half hour is incorrect. It was only my ego speaking in me. So I gave my ego some respect. I spoke to it for half an hour, and not more than that.
What does it mean that he has no support, no foundation? How can it be? He's got belief in the sages, otherwise he can't work.
No. He's going above reason. He's not receiving anything, only canceling himself. Only annulling himself. And then it is certain that he's got nowhere to fall. And then he is in a state like nature, and that's the safest situation, the lowest. This is why he can't be harmed in any way. Nothing can... He can't make mistakes. He is simply in a situation where there cannot be a lower state, a worse state than his, and he agrees with it. And this is really the true state that he, according to his body, his desire, is in. So what's bad about it? It's just that from his perspective, from the perspective of his part in the Kli of Adam HaRishon, in that part he's come to a state where he is zero. And out of that he begins to rise, but not under his name, but in a way that he connects to others. Just imagine a part in the system of Adam HaRishon that cancels itself completely. And then it connects to others and begins to grow, to format itself, to arrange itself, only to the extent that it receives influences from others. So of course it grows correctly, and of course it will not make mistakes, because this is the best, truest, most correct way that can be. He doesn't want anything of himself. He doesn't do any act of his own other than annulment, and how he is included in everyone where he is zero and what everyone wants from him. And then he is ready to grow in this way. They want this, they want that, they want this, that. And this is what I should be.
So he has no support, no foundation, means he doesn't have a personal foundation?
He has the strongest personal basis. He himself becomes zero and grows only with relation to others, in order to connect to others, in order to be an integral part, a correct integral.
Shouldn't the foundation be greatness?
He's got no support of himself, but only what others demand of him, only what the general system, only what this general system needs is what he receives as a situation that shines for him, that tells him what to do. Otherwise, tell me, how will he do it? Otherwise, it's best to sit and do nothing. He restricts himself and says, I don't need anything for myself. For myself, I need nothing. What do I want? What those around me want from me. I will build myself according to what they want from me. And then it will be correct the way I build myself. I have no other way. I have no other direction. So I come in contact with them. I become included in them like in a tent that we learn. And by this, I build myself. And this is the only way I can build myself correctly. I did this. I made a ten with them, meaning ten sfirot, one potsuf, my first potsuf. Then I continue with a second potsuf, a third, etc. I begin to grow until I come to the general soul of Adam HaRishon, and everyone must come to it. Why? Because he built that system out of his own point. His own point. You understand? And you will build a system out of your point, and he out of his point. And so it is, likewise, until they all build a system, each out of his own point. Now this is no longer a circular system, but round. It's like a ball. We have infinite directions. It's not a surface or an area or a ball. It's something that as many souls as there are in the soul of Adam HaRishon. So is the form of this corrected soul as a result of the inclusion.
The feeling of what does the 10 want from me comes only after I bring myself to zero, or are there desires in the 10 I can feel and annul towards?
And that feeling of what the 10 wants from you depends on how much you annul yourself, because it's possible that you're not annulling yourself at all, and you have no question because you don't feel that they have any demand of you. It all depends on your annulment.
So my annulment is when I can feel exactly what it means from me and work accordingly.
Question for a workshop. Question for a workshop. How do we remind one another that everything that we receive, feel, everything that happens to us, everything that we experience, it all only comes from one source, none else besides Him. In each and every moment, whatever a person gets every time, and what he feels in the ten, how can we announce to each other, and how do we remain in one feeling that there's only one force working, dwelling on us, controlling us? Without this, we cannot start responding correctly. It all starts only from that. That I, in each and every moment, am under the control of the upper force. And before that, nothing. He is in control. That's it. How can we organize our life in a way that we're only in this? That first of all, there is one force working on us, each of us and each and every one. Giving, meaning, if I give to someone who's important to me and he's great in my eyes, so I don't feel that I gave something to him. I feel that he received from me, that he did a great favor to me, that he received my gift. And in such a way, I need to say thank you so much for accepting this from me, and not that he needs to say thank you that I brought it to him. Because he is important for me, and the fact that he received something from me was a big favor. And in such a way, in that way, an importance in changing our importance between us, then it turns out that my giving and my receiving change. They invert. By me giving to him, that's called that I'm receiving. I'm receiving pleasure that I gave him a gift. And he, by receiving a gift from me, he did me a great favor. He gave it to me. So it's not a matter of who's giving, who's receiving. There's a matter of who is more important. He's giving from someone less important, and then by that, he is receiving. So it turns out that by these changes, we can, instead of constantly receiving from the Creator, we can give to the Creator. I'm the created being. I can't change myself to be the source of the desire, the source of the light, the source of something good. What can I give? What can I give? All desires, all thoughts, everything there is, I gave, is from the Creator. So how can I make myself the giver to the Creator, to resemble Him? It's impossible. But if I want to make the Creator as important, so in every desire I have that I stop receiving and only want to receive if it does him a favor, I give to him. By this I give to him. I give to him. That's called, my sons have defeated me. The Creator gives everything. He does everything. But the fact that we receive, if we receive it in order to give him contentment, that is called that we're not receiving, but we're giving. And then it turns out, that we have exchanged our states, our roles. The Creator is the giver, and I'm the receiver. But if I'm sitting before the host, as we had that example, and I'm saying, I don't want to receive, so the Creator, the host, begs, please take it from me, receive it. So I take it from him with the intention of giving him a favor that is called that I'm giving to him. And by this attitude between the giver and the receiver, and the attitude of one more important and less important, by this I change my reception to bestow. That in practice, I can't change myself. I can't give because I have nothing to give. But by changing the game, my attitude towards the Creator, by this, I'm giving. Giving. Very simple. Because I want to give him contentment by this. How? What changes? To that action, the intention is added. What do I want from my action? By me receiving from him, I want to give him contentment. But when will that be? When I put a restriction on myself and I don't receive in order to enjoy. But beyond that restriction, if I want to give him joy, so my reception will become bestow. And then it turns out that I'm giving to him. I'm giving and giving and giving. And at that time, I'm receiving the whole time. It all depends not on the action. The action remains the same, but the intention above the action, is it in order to bestow?
Pleasure as well, because it also seems very egoistic.
I perform a restriction on all forms of reception for myself. And the fact that I give to the host, I am giving in what? By receiving from him. I have nothing to give. What can you give to the Creator? We give the Creator pleasure by receiving from him in order to bestow. Imagine, I'm receiving. But my intention is that I want to give him joy. So in that intention, I connect to him. In that intention, I have to feel him. I have to feel as much as I'm giving to him, as much as he's enjoying me. Meaning, I have to feel how the pleasure of receiving from him, this pleasure goes to him, and as much as it fills the Creator. Filling the Creator means to fill the first nine sefirot. The way it comes to me, then I can turn to him and fill him. That's how we work. Try to think about it, and you'll see, you'll get an impression from it, a feeling, and we'll work on it.
So now I can't imagine or depict to myself what's a new way of pleasure. I don't even enjoy the fact that the Creator is enjoying. Rather, there's something new in me.
In order to depict to myself how I can give joy to the Creator, because I don't feel him, so now I'm doing it with the ten. Before I do it with the ten, I can do such actions with the Creator. And only if I do it in the ten, so I'll suddenly start feeling that I'm doing it for the Creator. I will start discovering that.
And in the 10, do I get pleasure from the fact that the 10 is enjoying?
I can get pleasure that the 10 is enjoying me. But here, we still need to check some things. Is this pleasure truly above me, and not in my vessels of bestowal, not in my honor, not in receiving pleasures, all kinds of things.
Where do you see them?
Here, look, they're around me.
No, you should see them inside your heart.
Excuse me?
Excuse me, that's what I'm telling you. You have to see them in your heart, that each and every one of them determines. Your heart is divided into 10 sectors, 10 parts. And in each and every part, one of the friends controls that part. And so you feel how they control your heart. Now, you're doing any good thing you can so that they can take care of your heart. You're not the owner of your own heart. They are there, and they're the owners.
Yeah, but how do I do good to them? What does it mean to do good?
No, it's not important. I don't know. You have to research what
should I do to them? What good can I do to them? Because if they think in a good way, then each of them, which is in my heart, will correct this part in my heart, and then the Creator will clothe within this part and that part and that part and all the 10 parts. The Creator will fill my heart, and I'll only feel the Creator, that there's none else besides Him, and my heart will be really with the Creator. But that's all under the condition that your friends will stand in your heart with relation of love towards you. Because the quality of the Creator is the quality of love.
If He receives the favor I'm doing for them,
do something good to them. The friend, you have to acquire him. You have to buy a friend.
To buy him?
Yes.
What does that mean?
That's how it's written.
Yeah, but what does it mean?
To buy them, bring presents to them, show a nice attitude, the best relation to them, as much as you can, more and more and more, until they have no choice.